Thank you for spending another midweek moment with the Wisconsin property taxpayers. I'm Paul Rozeski. Today is Wednesday, the 11th of June, 2025. It is really a beautiful Wisconsin week. Maybe occasionally a touch cool, maybe occasionally a touch of rain, but overall, a beautiful week ahead of us. Bouncing back and forth between highs in the 70s and the 80s. This week around Wisconsin, Milwaukee, you have Greek Fest this weekend. Around Madison, you have the Madison Jazz Festival wrapping up. Further north, if you have Minocqua, you have an antique boat show. Sunday, Father's Day, there's tons of stuff you can do or nothing if that's what you want to do to celebrate Father's Day. However you get a chance to enjoy yourself this weekend, please celebrate responsibly. Speaking of hoping people are acting responsibly, our lawmakers are crafting the budget for Wisconsin's next 2 years. We look at that, we have judges finding new ways to go rogue, and in honor of California being in the headlines since the weekend, we end it all with a quote from one of their politicians. So, what do you say? Let's jump into some news together. And let's start with the state budget. This story seems to explain a lot and gives good insight to how this is generally playing out with all sorts of different departments, at least from what I can see. The Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, WEDC, they're there to support and expand Wisconsin's economy. They focus on small businesses and promoting growth in the economy. They are funded by a fee paid by corporations. There's a 3% fee of your gross tax bill as a business that gets put into a special fund for this organization to run. Well, estimates say that the fund brought in about $70 million last 2 years. It'll probably bring in about $3.8 million less this upcoming budget. Therefore, since they don't want to take a $4 million budget cut, they request an increase to their budget. How much of an increase, you ask? Well, either a one-time bump of $20 million, yeah, like they won't ever ask for more. It'll be a one-time bump, I'm sure. Or a $55 million block grant. Based on that request, guess what Governor Evers proposed in his governor's budget that he gave to the legislature? The $22 million, the $55 million? No. What's your guess? How about a budget increase for WEDC of $145 million? Almost three times what they asked for and double what their budget is now. Just based on the numbers, I think there may be some truth to the idea that the two sides in the budget negotiations were probably just too far apart to come to a middle ground on what this budget should look like. In the end, the legislature, when they decided on the budget for WEDC, the Joint Finance Committee voted to keep the levels where they were, which amounted to a $4 million budget cut. Makes me think that when legislative leadership said they were too far apart on too many things, maybe they were. Remember, the outlook for the state's tax revenues for the next budget is flat. There is no growing surplus. And this is just the WEDC. Think about how far apart they must be on things like education. There's no way that our budget is going to be able to jump from 82 to 89 to $100 billion in the past two budgets. I don't think it's going to be able to happen, and I think this is a step in that direction. But we'll see once all the chips are played. No, once all the cards are played, once all the chips are on the table. Anyway, enough of that. In other news, there was a story a few weeks ago that instantly became worthy of the "you can't make this stuff up" file. First off, the Wisconsin Supreme Court just recently suspended a judge for 1 week. She'll serve that suspension later this month for her unjudge-like actions that happened back in 2021. Talk about dragging your feet. It's 4 years ago, but I guess they're finally getting around to it. So anyway, someone was due in the court of Judge Ellen Burrs because they were caught or they got an OWI. That person didn't show up. So the judge had her staff member look into why and found out that the defendant was in an emergency room in Sun Prairie. That's why the person wasn't in her court in Madison. Not satisfied with this, the judge ordered the bailiff to go arrest the person. Well, that doesn't quite work. A bailiff's jurisdiction is in that courtroom. They're there to keep the courtroom safe. They can't leave the courtroom, can't go somewhere to arrest someone. So she decides to take the matter into her own hands. She leaves court to retrieve the defendant herself from the hospital emergency room and bring him back to court. It gets even better because the defendant's attorney, he's going to have to be there for any interaction his client has. So talk about this being awkward. With the judge, he has to go with her. So he's riding in the passenger seat in her car as she's driving to Sun Prairie. This is all according to the ethics or the complaint, whatever it was. Eventually, the attorney convinces her that this is probably a bad idea, and the judge turned around before they got to the hospital. In a statement, the court said that they believe the recommended sentence is sufficient enough to impress upon the judge the necessity of patience, impartiality, and restraint in her work. The real shame is it ends up being a punishment for anyone whose case gets rescheduled or gets delayed or pushed back because she wasn't on the bench for a week. Tough being an innocent bystander. And finally, I leave you with a quote from former California lawmaker Michelle Steele, who said, "We should all be on the side of good governance and protection of taxpayer money." Have a great second half of your week, and as always, thanks for listening. Wisconsin Property Taxpayers Inc. is a nonpartisan membership organization consisting of thousands of small business, farm, and homeowner members in every summer-loving corner of the state. Founded in 1985, the organization is committed to providing its members with up-to-date information, legislative advocacy, and exclusive cost-saving benefits. Find out how to join at wptonline.org/join.